Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Nicole Galinas back on the show. Nicole is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the Soral Freedom Trust Fellow with the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor to the City Journal, author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. Those two groups are what I call the oligarchs. And she's our good friend, Nicole Galinas. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. Hey, Nicole, you wrote a piece recently that I wanted you to share this, some of your thoughts on that, and it's about the decline of Wall Street and the fact that the decline is not going to end. It's not going to get caught. It's going to continue. Explain yourself.
Sure. Well, since President Trump won the election last November, the bank stocks went up significantly. They've come down a little bit since the healthcare debacle of a couple weeks ago, but before that, bank stocks were up more than 30%. And
mm-hmm.
Investors seem to be thinking that Trump would be good for the financial industry, whether it was the possibility of rolling back some of the Dodd-Frank and other regulations put in place after the crisis, or tax cuts and other the economic changes
mm-hmm.
being good for the financial industry as well.
Let me make sure we stick one thing here, folks. And I'm sure you know this, but just in case, when she says banks, we're talking about Wall Street investment banks. We're not talking about the First National Bank of Waco or a large regional bank, a commercial bank. We're talking about investment banks, right?
The large money center banks.
Money center banks,
you know,
that's it.
It's hard to differentiate between investment banks and large commercial
banks.
That's
a good point. But these are not your they may have Main Street branches, but that's not we're talking about their activity on Wall Street.
Right. And you know, if you have a JP Morgan, are you talking about
a Citigroup branch or something?
Are you talking about an investment bank or a commercial
mm-hmm.
bank? Even Goldman Sachs had to open up a commercial bank in order to get through the financial crisis.
The TARP money.
Right, exactly. So,
yeah.
So these stocks went up significantly, but people who are hoping that Wall Street creates a lot of jobs as part of its resurgence are perhaps being too optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
This is an industry where it never recovered the jobs that it lost after 2008. You know, before the financial crisis,
mm-hmm.
it had almost 190,000 people employed across the country. It's still missing 12,000 of those jobs.
Wow.
You know, it lost about 24,000 jobs after the financial crisis. So it lost a good 13-15% of its
mm-hmm.
employment. But it's only added half of those back. It's added about 11,000 workers, still missing, again, the 12,000. So
mm-hmm.
even other industries, even the retail industry, even the auto industry and so forth, they've recovered their jobs after the crisis. They may not be doing much better than that, but Wall Street never even brought them back. And it's not because Wall Street isn't profitable. Three of the financial industry's best years were after the crisis, not before.
Mm-hmm.
And even last year, profits were up by 21%. It's just that profits are up partly because of cost-cutting. The job cuts are a big cost cut. They've cut down the amount that they spend on outside law firms. They've cut down what they spend on office space.
On brand building. They cut anything that's nice to have goes away, only need to have.
Sure. So profits are up partly because costs are down.
And we're seeing that, Nicole, across not only the banks, but across Wall Street and corporate America. is doing right. The same thing. This is how they've driven their share prices without growing, without investing in Main Street. This has been my point for years now, Nicole, is the way they've grown their share price, where they've grown their profits, has been what I'm calling financial capitalism, not market-based capitalism.
Right, and there's also a lot of automation. You know, people somehow thought the service economy would be immune to automation, that if you work at a restaurant, your job will be automated. If you work at a bank, your job will be automated because people need bank branch and so forth.
But all those guys who used to be on the floor yelling at each other in trading pits, they're now many of them are being replaced by algorithms, aren't they?
Well, those started, the investment bank started to replace those jobs, I would say, a good 25 years ago.
Yeah.
At first, some of the jobs went to New Jersey. Some of them have gone to Bangalore and overseas. You
right.
know, the financial firms have added 30,000 people.
Hold on to that thought. I want to differentiate from that when we come back with Nicole Galinas after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.